Today is Thursday, January 2nd, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Personal Trainer Awareness Day, so I hope you're all aware that personal trainers exist. It's also National Science Fiction Day. We should all go watch some Star Trek. It's National Buffet Day. And it's also National Cream Puff Day. I do love a cream puff. Cream pie, cream puff, cream sickle. Not really. But I do love cream. Big fan. Big fan of cream. So we were supposed to have dinner with my parents and go out to eat with my parents and my aunt and uncle. And my aunt and uncle were going to come back here to the house to see the house. But when Mark woke up this morning, he was coughing and sniffling and not feeling well. And he said this is the worst he's felt. And so since both of us have been feeling under the weather for, I don't know, I've been feeling under the weather for 3 weeks, but I don't know if I've caught multiple things or if whatever I got at some point is hanging on. I'm not really sure. My therapist did tell me that she had a thing and she thought a lot of her clients had things that were going on for 2 to 3 weeks. But I don't know. I do not know. I'm just pulling up messages here. So anyway, keeping with that same story that I was talking about, I got distracted because I was like, oh, I got to pull up the messages. I messaged my parents and I said, hey, can we postpone because Mark is not feeling well. I'm still getting over something. We don't want to get you guys sick. My aunt is 80 probably or 79, something like that. So I was like, we don't want to get you sick and we're not feeling that well. So maybe we can postpone. But I didn't know how long my aunt and uncle were going to be in town. And my uncle wants to see my house. This is the uncle that I have a complicated relationship because this uncle flirts with me and he's married to my aunt. I don't know if my other family members realize this. I think I've alluded to my mother before that he flirts with me, but I'm not sure. I can't recall. But he's the one that asked me if I would kiss him one time when we were in a car together, just the two of us. And I said, no, he's my uncle. First of all, I guess he's not bad looking for, he's not a blood uncle. So, I mean, there's nothing creepy, but I'm not attracted to him. So I don't think even if he wasn't my uncle that I would have kissed him or whatever. Also, I believe I was in a relationship at the time because I've been pretty much in a relationship for most of my adult life, other than like a year between each boyfriend or something. So he just acts weird. But anyway, it's that uncle. When he text messages me, the text messages feel slimy to me when I'm reading them, or like flirtatious. I don't know. He uses like flirty emojis and stuff. And I'm like, dude, you're married to my aunt. I'm in a relationship, you know, so many reasons, but they were going to come over. He wanted to see the house. And so I messaged him like, hey, we're not feeling good. Could we postpone? But I didn't know how long they were staying. And so then my stepdad said, how about Friday? So I assumed they were going to be staying until Saturday at least because they wanted to have dinner. And their house is 4 hours away from here. So I know they're not going to eat dinner with us and then drive home on a Friday night. And then he texted back and said, oh, they're leaving Friday. Well, I was like, well, then why did he suggest Friday? The whole point of us eating dinner was so that they could see the house. Also, we really need to, our house is never super clean. Sorry, our house is never super dirty. Our house is normally in a fairly clean state. But we need to sweep and vacuum the living room floors. We need to clean the guest bathroom before we have visitors. and just clean up a little bit of clutter from Christmas, because we've been loafing around for the past week or so for the Christmas and New Year holiday. And so that's the other part, reason I didn't want him to do it tonight, because again, neither one of us are feeling great. Anyway, so my mom texted and said, hey, what about tomorrow night? And so I said, yeah, that's what I was thinking you guys would want to do. I said, we're also free tomorrow night. She hasn't texted me back yet, so I don't know what the plan is going to be, but I think we'll probably try to have dinner with them Thursday night. We'll see. In the messages, since I got distracted and was pulling up the messages, Gary in Portland text messaged and said, Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you as well, Gary. Thanks for the text message. So far, so good. I wish it wasn't almost over New Year's Day, because I have to go back to work. Blech. But regardless, it is what it is. So got up on New Year. So I recorded this morning. So I think I've already told you guys about New Year's Eve. But anyway, we did our New Year's Eve thing and we went to bed. And then we got up this morning and Mark wasn't feeling well, which, and I just was feeling lazy, because I've been feeling lazy for 3 weeks now. But I said, hey, I don't want to cook. Let's get lunch. And so I said, we'll go to KFC. And so I went to the KFC app, and KFC also sucks. I'm just all these fast food places. It's a sign. I should stop eating, both for my health and my weight and everything, and for the fact that they suck. I should stop eating at fast food places. I should. But the service at fast food places is just getting worse and worse and worse, except for one chain that has really good customer service. And so anyway, we were going to go to KFC, but the local KFC, when I went in the app, it said they're not currently accepting online orders. Well, there is no way that I'm going to go in and order, or pull up to the drive-thru and order, when I can order on an app. Because those orders are always, almost always 100% correct when you order in the app, because you are entering the order yourself. You're not having to dictate it to anyone else who can fat finger something. And so when presented with an app, I'm going to use the app. And if you tell me I can't order through the app, I'm probably not going to go to your restaurant that particular day. But there is another KFC location that's about 10 minutes further away. I was like, well, because we were already on our way to KFC by the time I realized the app was not taking orders for that particular location. So I said, just go to the other one. I said, you know, the other one that we go to sometimes. So ordered, I got a sauced chicken sandwich with like a Chipotle ranch sauce. It was pretty good. And fries. And a cranberry Mountain Dew light, sweet lightning or something like that. It's only at KFC. I don't think they bottle it or can it. And then we came home and we started watching The Inside Man on Netflix, which is Ted Danson. It is so cute and enjoyable. I think Kathy Bacon may have recommended that on her show. Somebody recommended that on their show, but I'm thinking it was Epitome with Kathy Bacon. And we watched that show. I didn't ask Mark what he thought of it. We just finished it today. We started and finished it in the same day. What am I talking about? I'm literally talking about today. We started and finished it today. We really liked it. It's, I don't want to give too much, but he's a retired older gentleman, and he needs to find something to do to fill his time. So there's a wanted ad from a private investigator who's investigating a nursing, not a nursing home, but like an assisted living facility. And he gets that job and he has to move into the assisted living. But the whole time he is trying to solve this case. And it's just, it's cute. It's heartwarming. There's going to be a season two, which is always good to know when you pick something up. And we liked it. We really liked it. So we watched that, and I worked on my ham map project. I know Fatty knows that I'm still working on it because if he listens to my show daily, which I think he does, he's hearing the updates on the show. But I am this close, and I'm holding my fingers a half an inch away from each other, maybe a quarter of an inch. And from being done enough to let him actually go to a website. And I've been working on that all day. Like I said, I paused the email feature because I want to get what I currently have up and running and in the cloud, so to speak. And then I can let Fatty look at it and give me feedback. And then, you know, maybe do a little testing. And I can hopefully get the email feature added soon. So I've been working on that all day while watching Inside Man. And we finished Lost the other day, so that's the reason we were trying to pick up something new. We finished Shrinking, the season of Shrinking that we were on, which is also a really good show with also an older actor, Harrison Ford. And Inside Man has Ted Danson, and yeah, I think I said that. And tonight we watched our movie. We watched Venom, The Last Dance. It was all right. And we ate. While we were watching, we ordered appetizers from Applebee's. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.